Hey there, listeners. Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? When everything seems to be happening at once, and your emotions are running high. Yet, we've all been there. And let me tell you, it's not always easy to navigate those stormy seas. That's why today, we're diving deep into creating a safe space for emotional healing. Because trust me, taking care of our mental and emotional well-being is just as important as taking care of our physical health. Think about it. When you have a cut, you clean it, bandage it up, and give it time to heal, right? But what about those emotional wounds? We often try to ignore them, push them down, or even cover them up with distractions. But that doesn't make them disappear. Instead, they fester and can eventually affect every aspect of our lives. So how do we create a safe space for these wounds to heal? It's about cultivating an environment where you feel comfortable being vulnerable, allowing yourself to feel your emotions without judgment, and taking the time to process them in a healthy way. Think of it like building a cozy cocoon where you can safely explore your feelings, release what's no longer serving you, and ultimately emerge stronger and more resilient. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you build that emotional sanctuary. 1. Self-compassion is your superpower. Ever heard the saying, be kind to yourself? Well, it's not just some fluffy platitude, it's a powerful tool for healing. Imagine talking to your best friend who's going through a tough time. What would you say? You'd offer words of comfort and understanding, right? It's time to extend that same kindness to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and empathy you would offer to someone you love. 2. Acknowledge your feelings. This one might seem obvious, but it's often easier said than done. We tend to suppress our emotions, tell ourselves we shouldn't be feeling a certain way, or try to distract ourselves from what's bubbling beneath the surface. But bottled up emotions can lead to all sorts of problems. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment. Let yourself feel the anger, sadness, joy, or whatever comes up. It's like giving those emotions permission to exist without trying to control them. 3. Journaling. Your emotional outlet. Think of journaling as a safe space where you can pour out your thoughts and feelings without any fear of judgment. It's like having a confidential conversation with yourself, allowing you to process everything that's going on inside. 4. Mindfulness meditation. A moment of calm. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts and to doss. Mindfulness meditation is a powerful tool for grounding yourself in the present moment. Take a few minutes each day to simply focus on your breath, noticing the sensations of each inhale and exhale. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind, creating a sense of calm and clarity amidst the chaos. 5. Seek support when you need it. You know that saying, it takes a village? Well, it's true. Don't be afraid to reach out to trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist when you need support. Sharing your burdens can lighten the load and remind you that you are not alone in this journey. Now let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine Sarah, who's been dealing with some stress at work. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted. She tries to push through it, but eventually it starts affecting her personal life. She snaps at her loved ones, has trouble sleeping, and feels completely drained. But then, Sarah decides to create a safe space for herself. She starts journaling about her feelings, practices mindfulness meditation each morning, and talks to a trusted friend about what she's going through. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. The pressure eases, she sleeps better, and she rediscovers joy in the things she loves. The key takeaway here is that creating a safe space for emotional healing isn't about achieving some magical state of perfect bliss. It's about being honest with yourself, allowing yourself to feel your emotions fully, and taking steps to nurture your mental and emotional well-being. So, my dear listeners, what are you waiting for? Start building your own emotional sanctuary today. Embrace self-compassion, acknowledge your feelings, journal your thoughts, practice mindfulness, and seek support when you need it. Remember, healing is a journey, not a destination. And every step you take towards self-care brings you closer to a life filled with balance, resilience, and joy. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.